Are we starting with international headlines today, Leah?
Yep, yes, we are.
International headlines. We're out for your international headlines. Take it away, Leah Mazzolini.
Thanks, Darren. It's been over a month after wastewater from a major copper mine has allegedly began making certain Peruvian communities sick, and now international press has begun pushing for answers. Up to 6 miles of the Amazon River has tested positive for a toxic cocktail of heavy metals. Citizens have been pointing at mining company Antamina's project as a source and are also claiming the government has done little to help parents of poisoned children. Peruvian environmental officials met with press and discussed the test results and claimed that inadequate medical care on Monday, September 3rd. Environment Minister Manuel Pulgar Vidal admits that accusations are slow to the reaction of the incident, but says that they're in the midst of changing their policies. Pulgar Vidal adds that they're pressing to double the fines for polluters to over $26.5 million. He calls for the top penalty for Antamina. Antamina is the world's third largest zinc mine and the eighth biggest producer of copper. According to a new report released on Wednesday, September 5th, future food prices are greatly being underestimated due to excluding climate change factors. International agency Oxfam predicts massive price spikes will affect the world's poorest people, who today spend up to 75% of their income on food. Data points to how extreme weather events such as droughts and floods could drive up future food prices. Previous research only tends to concern gradual impacts such as increasing temperatures and changing rainfall patterns. The research also finds that even under a conservative scenario, another U.S. drought in 2030 could raise the price of corn by up to 140% over the average price of food that year. Drought and flooding in southern Africa could increase the price of coarse grains by as much as 120%. Oxfam's climate change policy advisor, Tim Gore, warns that the world needs to realize that there are potential drastic consequences facing the food system because of climate change and should be an issue with greater priority amongst all nations. The United Nations says there's a spike of the misuse of chemicals causing health and environmental damage, especially in emerging markets. A UN Environmental Program, or UNEP, report released on Wednesday, September 5th, says that governments need to do much more to carry out a promised cleanup by 2020. The production and use of chemicals from plastics to pesticides is moving to developing nations where safeguards are often weaker. In a statement, the UNEP says poisonings from industrial and agricultural chemicals are among the top five leading causes of death worldwide, contributing to more than 1 million deaths every year. The report adds that chemicals are ubiquitous in the consumer products, and scientists have only assessed the risks of using a fraction of the estimated 140,000 chemicals used worldwide. And that's all for the international news. I'm Leah Mazzolini.